Caution, the following may contain non-politically correct language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, three-colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness.
This is what happens when you're a libtard and you vote libtard for years. Your backyard basically becomes a dumpster, a dump. Libtards, will they ever learn? Take a look.
For years, these neighbors have been watching the city's homeless crisis spread across parts of southeast Portland. Now it's right outside their front door.
I want to cry. I just want my house back.
Christina Hart lives on 80th and Powell, where a majority of the campers stay.
My lawn is now becoming a public bathroom.
Unbelievable.
She fears leaving her house just to go to work.
And it is scary when you have grown men meth raging in your driveway. The last thing I feel safe doing is going out and saying, hey, can you please move so I can go to work?
Yeah. Calling the police in the city is an everyday chore with little reward.
So far, no one has come to help us.
Central City Concern crews assessed this site Thursday. It was one of about 1,900 other campsites reported just this week. In the past 10 days, they found 272 encampments that pose a greater health and safety risk, which is why they haven't removed the camps in this neighborhood. But just getting the city to come out and assess it has been a full-time job.
I have to report from like four different bureaus, and I have to report that report to a report, and then I have to report that report to a second report.
Yeah.
And it's the only way to get any kind of traction.
That's what you get for being a libtard. Libtards, will they ever learn? The answer is hell no. They're retarded. Take a look at this 25-year-old hottie. That's right, I said hottie. That's a good-looking woman right there, 25 years old. But that's where it ends, because she was dumb enough to take the death shots.
Caution.
It's unbelievable. Hemorrhaged yet another subscriber. A fake subscriber, because if you're a real subscriber, you'd be sticking around. Very strange. Hit 870, back to 869, with two thumbs down from trolls. Wow. Well, okay, trolls. You know what I say, you know what we say around here. You know what the shock treatment. We here say when trolls go low with thumbs down, we go high. Fuck you. It's unbelievable. I have zero tolerance or patience for piece of shit trolls. I don't have it. So let's take a look at this video here. This cutie right here is hottie. Bleeding for a year after the Pfizer. Brought to you by Pfizer. Take a look. Oops. Hold on. Second one. Why don't you try being smart instead of being stupid?
Thank you.
Unbelievable, man. What's her name? Anakin Jorgensen. 25-year-old model. Unbelievable. Bleeding for a year. Has to be on birth control to stop the bleeding. Otherwise, she'll bleed to death. I don't get it. There is no COVID. COVID's an acronym for Certificate of Vax ID. There is no coronavirus out there.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
We're separating the truth from the lies, coming at you from under the heavily chemtrailed Georgia skies. Another dose of the shock treatment. Take a look at this piece of crap. But before we do, and the president wears shades all the time. He's not, because he's not the president. He's a resident. He needs to be resident of jail or resident of an old folks home. That about it. Two thumbs down from these trolls. Take a look at the trolls, man. And the Blue Star Warrior says, my testimony on anime and why it is satanic. Hold on a second. You said your testimony, Blue Star? Check it out. You got a channel? Whoa. Hold on, folks. We're gonna check that out. Press that pause button. It's Blue Star Warrior 1.
Second take at part 2.
Listen to this. Blue Star Warrior 1. Take a look. He's talking about anime, brainwashing. And I was just listening to the first few words she said, talking about how things flash real quick. Yeah. There's a reason why these cartoons that they've made since over the past 20 years have gotten a lot of weirder, a lot more boom, 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 flash. Because they're not moving as slow as the ones we grew up on. Fred Flintstone, Jetsons. I mean, these things are weird as shit. I noticed that when my kids were smaller in the early 2000s. I said, what the fuck? Look at the way they look. They look demonic. But yeah, she's talking about the Flash stuff. Blue Star Warrior 1 on YouTube. Go check her out. She's got over 2,000 subscribers, which is, in my opinion, that's a milestone. I can't even hit fucking 1,000 in a year and a half. So go check her out. Go check her out. Blue Star Warrior 1. Talking about that.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's called Plant
First
Food
time I did
Part 2.
I was at South Parking Lot. My phone crashed. I thought I had a little bit of memory left just to do a little bit more, and I realized I couldn't, because I reached the data limit on the last video, and I thought, oh, I just want to type it off. Anyway, that's beside the point. Now, I want to continue with anime. I was completely buried by it. It is MK Ultra Mind Control.
So apparently she's, studied a lot of that. I haven't. I mean, I used to kind of sort of like anime to a certain extent. I mean, even when I was 10 years old, 1980, they started that stuff up. But it really accelerated as time went on. And I didn't latch on to anime, but I kind of like one foot in, one foot out, even with video games. But there she is, Blue Star Warrior 1, talking about that. So you might want to give her a listen on that. All right. I'll leave the link in the description box. If I remember, it's late. And it's true, it is late. It's 12:48, I went karaokeing. What, you don't believe me? Don't be a troll out there. Trolls, when you go that low, we go high. Yeah, I enjoyed myself. I let my hair down tonight here at the campground. I'm karaokeing. Don't believe me, just watch. You gotta live life. You gotta enjoy yourself. Despite all the nonsense that's going on, you gotta do it. Enjoy life as much as you can. Don't get too caught up in the nonsense that's going on in this world. You gotta live your life. And that's what I do. And I did. And I drank me 6 Tall Boy, 16-ounce Pabst Blue Ribbon, this karaoke beer. And someone I know gave me a shot and a half of some Shine. And I'm about to turn up some Steel Reserve 211. So yeah, enjoy yourself while you can. And then Blue Star Warrior goes on to say, Hex Signs, aka Pennsylvania Welcome Signs. Funny as shit. Hex. In other words, I can't take a spell on you. This is what she's saying. ridiculous. She says hex signs, aka Pennsylvania welcome signs, it's true, are portals for demons to enter in and out of them. Burn them or throw them in the trash. Don't paint hex signs onto your barns. Get rid of them. They're demonic. I used to collect them as 4 to 10 year old. Then I learned after heart healing and deliverance that demons were coming out of them. Ugh. Golly, man. There's so much we have to contend with. You know, it's like, golly, this is why I had to decompress tonight. It's like, it's too much. It's too much. She's throwing them a lot in the trash. Also, anime items are demonic and bring demons too. I could go on and on. But you sure can, Blue Star. I didn't watch the rest of the video and stopped at 22:22. I felt led by God. In the past, I've met demons and even been strangled by demons. Demons are real, and so is Satan. I met Satan once and hope to never again. I have to put on armor of God every day since I still live with family that has demonic things in the home. Shit, what are they, demonic things? Those items are a gateway for demons to enter in and out. Oh, wow. What do they got in the home? Books? What is it? Objects? Statues? What? If anyone needs heart healing and deliverance from demons and curses, the ministry Grafted in Team Jesus can help you. And there she goes. She left a link. Thank you. Just email Kathy at that. Thanks for that. Leaving that. I don't say any to them. The people that shop there are so lost that they wear t-shirts proclaiming the CV vax is our best shot.
Are you serious?
Are you serious? The CV vax is the best shot? Yeah, it's your best shot if you don't want to live anymore, dumbasses. Fucking retarded, stupid, libtarded pieces of crap morons. You get what you deserve. I have no remorse for you. Just like my aunt, we told her for a year. She was struggling with breast cancer for the third time. And she believed Dr. Z-Dog, a New World Order doctor, saying that the shots were good. And she argued with us. She laughed at all the proof that we showed. My mom mostly did the talking, but she does her own research, but I give her a lot of information. And they laughed. My family in New York laughed, and 3 out of 4 got the C word to Rum's answer, and Alice is no longer with us. Everyone in New York said, oh, she's so smart, Aunt Alice. I'm putting down my mom for telling her the truth. And they were laughing at my mother and shit like that, and laughing at us for giving the truth about the death shot. Not so smart now when you're 6 feet under. It's a shame it had to happen like that. I wish it didn't, but I don't know. You were warned. American Jedi says real men don't want to hoist up a damn skirt to take a leap, nor do they usually have a need for a handbag. This isn't fashion. It is traitor sodomite religion giving God the finger and plotting for us, their slaves, to not reproduce. That's true. That's true. Not reproduce. They will take over reproduction and the babies will belong to them. They even have, American Jedi, they have incubators. You know that? It's unbelievable. It's like, they look like baby seats with a cover that goes over. It's like a capsule or a pod. A pod, I'll call it. Where they actually can actually, they don't need a womb. It's called an artificial womb. This is where we're at. This is why tonight I enjoyed myself. And I'm going to enjoy, I'm going to explore this world that God has given us as much as I can, enjoy myself. This is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Singeman says, my content is on Singeman on YouTube. I want to start posting here. Sometimes having trouble uploading from this phone. Edit, okay. I'm uploading content! Exclamation point. All right, Singeman, I'm going to check you out. I'm on YouTube, but they can't handle this kind of content, and they've taken down 3 out of 4 of my channels, so I started up my 4th channel, and I call it my baby channel, because they don't want to let it grow. It's like a little infant. 129 subscribers. Now I'm down to 127. I said, feck it. They keep slapping strikes on me. I even did karaoke on there. I didn't know I sounded that much like Bruno Mars. That AI actually thought I was Bruno Mars. Gave me a copyright strike. So I was like, you know what? I changed it from the shock treatment or the shock treatment reloaded to, since YouTube can't handle the truth, you get this. And what you get is me doing, jumping on trampoline, doing exercise, rebounding, it's called. It's very good exercise, by the way. Yoga. Maybe pointing at chemtrails. Zip, lane, swing when I spot them. Things like that. You know, no big whoop. Maybe the shelves at a grocery store or things like that, but nothing. I'm like, F YouTube. I'm done. I've been on this since 2008, and this is where I'm at. So, Singe Man, I'm going to check you out. Check out Singe Man, his content. I.K. Ben God. I don't know. You are the one who does it, not a demon. Jeez, get straight. Be good. Be God? You are the one who does it, not a demon. Jeez, get straight. Be good. Be God. I'm not God. Sorry to burst your new age bubble. You gotta love Festival. You know what I like about Festival too? Not only does she tell you off, she's articulate. She doesn't have misspellings and ghetto language. It's like, boom, to the point. Like, almost like, well, it's articulate. It's like how you should be. Sorry to burst your new age bubble, but you are not God and cannot be God. You are likely very young, very inexperienced. I hope that you find your way to the truth that is God before it's too late. Singe Man. New Age is actually old. Festival Jewel says Brad Pitt in a dress just demonstrates how thoroughly he is owned. Further proof, his involvement with Angelina and Aniston, two extremely demonic creatures, but who knows, it might just be fashionable. It's not fashionable. And then Etsy's a good place for buying playing cards. What the hell does that got to do with it? Brad Pitt's an actor. Dressing up is part of his job. Singe Man, he's owned. He wore the dress. Festival Jewels, great video. Thanks for sharing. Religiotard killer. It's called being a religious moron that believes in imaginary things like demons, retard. Oh, we got the troll. Fucking retarded religiotard. Well, he is a tard. At least he admits he's a tard. He is. And he's actually retarded when it comes to, say, God. He's God retarded. In other words, he can't acknowledge God. So, actually, he is religiotard. And he's a killer of his own destiny. Because he could have greater things in the eternal life, but he chooses to not believe in God. So, religiotard, you're a fucking retard. You're retarded towards God, and you're killing your own destiny. So, yeah, congratulations. You're a piece of shit, dumb fucking retard. May you burn in hell forever and ever, and your flames of your useless eater, piece of shit carcass go up, burn forever and ever. Because I don't have time and patience for fucking idiots like you. You're a fucking bot, you're retarded, you're stupid, and you're doomed to hell. Piece of shit with a silhouette, no content. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here, you piece of shit. See, even Singe Man says demonic spirits exist. Negative vibration wave, an actual being, it exists. When you go before God's throne, your attitude will change immediately. Exactly. Hey, retarded religious retard. You're retarded towards religion. You're retarded towards God. Listen, retard. You're not a believer now. You're the fucking moron. You're an absolute piece of shit moron. And you're going to get what you deserve. Because it doesn't matter what you say. Once you take your last breath on terra firma, and you will, you bitch. Guess whose bitch you're going to be? Because you're a bitch on earth, but you're going to be a devil's bitch for eternity. And you will go before God the Father. You will be judged. Your book of whatever you said and did will be opened up. Dust blown off. And let's read that. Really? Seriously? Seriously, religious heart? You said this? Seriously, you did that? Well, guess what? Going down? You'll be a believer then. But by then, it'll be too late. Yoke's on you, fucking retard. And that's a wrap with the comments. Now, let's switch gears. Let's get off this retarded religious fucking bot or troll, piece of shit, stupid. He's the friggin' moron. He's the idiot. He or she, whatever the fuck he is. He's a demon. He's actually proven demons are real. He's a fucking demon. Soaring prices causing nearly half of Americans to cut back on driving. Have you cut back on driving? Bayesian Joe Biden's laughing at you. He said I did that. Pointing at the gas pump. Pointing at the price. Are you coming back? Bayesian Joe Biden and the New World Order is happy that you are, because sooner or later they want you not to be driving at all. They want none of us to be driving. They want us to be, maybe go 3 miles radius and that's it. They tried that during the scamdemic, and unless you were sleeping or under a rock, yeah, certain places in the world, they literally said that. You can't go 1 mile. They even, I think, Was it Australia? They let you out an hour, like in jail, and told you to get back in your room? Seriously? Alex Jones wasn't kidding when he talked about Prison Planet is coming. That's what they're trying to force on us. They already tried with the scamdemic. That was a dry run. And if they have their way with the climate, and this fucking potato over here does the emergency climate powers, well, everything shuts down. That's what I saw. That's what I read. Word out on the street. Everything. Oil refineries, every damn thing. You will have nothing, you will own nothing, and you will be happy. That's what the B-System said. And this one right here is Fossil. He's their puppet to get her done. In the US of A. How's that make you feel? I drank 6 Tall Boy Pabst. I call it karaoke beer, because that's usually what we have at karaoke. I don't have the heavy stuff. And a shot and a half of some Shine. And still, this is very disturbing. Very disturbing, nonetheless. To look at this. Tree Biological Man. Tree. Kind of 1, 2, Tree. Biological Man. Featured in National Women's History Museum. I mean, I'm about to malfunction. My computer. I'm about to go haywire. That does not compute. None of this computes. None of this computes. It's ridiculous. You don't think we live in an insane asylum? It's fucking insane. My brother's in prison, right? He's been there for like 20 years. He gets out and he goes back in because they got him like, what do they call it? Blackballed? They got him pegged like, I forgot the term, but it's like because he has a record, they could easily pin shit on him that he didn't do until he gets out of the friggin' area in Maryland. Told him. My mother told him. He said, well, Joseph, when you get out of here, you just come into a larger prison. Yeah, it might feel more freer. It's a lot of respect, but it's a larger prison. It is. It's actually an insane asylum, and they want to turn it into a prison. We've seen that with the scamdemic. Get in your room. Shut down all the restaurants, but keep the liquor stores open. Shut down the churches. That's not important. Shut down a gym to keep yourself healthy. That's not important. But keep the convenience stores open so you get gas in your lottery ticket. Comrade Adam Kinzinger said children of Trump supporters will grow up ashamed of parents. Well, how so, Comrade Kinzinger? I didn't read the headline, but I could only imagine. I could only imagine what this piece of crap said. This rhino from Illinois. Ill, yeah. Very ill. Ill in the head. How are we going to be... How are our children going to be ashamed of us? Because we wanted to preserve our country? We wanted to have a secure border? What? We want to... not have censorship? We want to preserve the First Amendment, Second Amendment, etc.? What? What could it be? What would they be ashamed of? No, we're ashamed of you. Your children are ashamed of you. You're a joke. All you piece of shit libtards, you rhinos that are really libtards, all you commies, your children are ashamed of you. Everyone's ashamed of you. We see you. We see you exactly for what you are. You piece of shit, you. Unbelievable, man. Then, right after that, we have Gavin Nuisance. This fairy over here signs an anti-Second Amendment gun bill based on Texas abortion ban. It's late, did not click on the link, but if that topic intrigues you, by all means, look it up. He signs an anti-Second Amendment gun bill based on Texas abortion ban. You can't just make this up. This guy is a fucking fairy. And I actually covered some information late last year that he was actually financing AK, was it ARs? I think he was financing ARs to our enemy. I'll go general like that. For use here. I'm trying to recollect. So I don't want to get ahead of myself on that. But yeah, this guy right here, Total. Nothing about him is American. I doubt he's even human. He's a fucking reptilian, as Salty Crack would say, Alex Jones. Not, you can't be human. Can you be human and act like this and be like this? Seriously? I don't know. He's a demon. But religitard. Retard religion guy. Retarded towards a religion demon will say that, yeah, demons don't exist. Said religitard the demon. Go figure that one out. And then we have this. Rashida Tlaib. Parents are speaking out at school board meetings are white supremacists. If you go to a school board meeting because you don't like the training hour, you don't like the confused gender community being pushed on your children, doesn't matter what color you are. This fucking moron, libtard, said you're a white supremacist. How does that work? How does that work? I'm waiting. Is it crickets? I hear crickets out there. Fucking idiot. I just cannot believe the level of moronicness is running rampant. Can you? I can't. It's unbelievable. Then we got this one over here. Two Americans killed by... Well, let's switch to wag the dog mode. There's a big war going on over there in Ukraine. It's so big nobody gives a shit about it. I hardly ever hear anything about it. But if we want to switch to wag the dog mode, like it's really real, it's not fake, it's really real. And I did a video on this that was over an hour long. Showing you all, Sean Penn, I think, was out there filming a movie. It was like a war movie, Russia invading Ukraine. And so that's what they're using as visuals on the television, because really, showed videos of just tranquil life over there. Business as usual. People driving the streets, business as usual. That's not how it is when you're getting invaded. But if you want to believe that it's real, two Americans were killed by Russia while fighting in Ukraine. Fake war, fake virus, real agenda. And that's a wrap. I know, right? Breaking news.
A Lancaster County farmer facing fines and could possibly go to jail for repeatedly violating food safety laws. Fox 43's Harry Lee has an update on Miller's Organic Farm.
Amos Miller says he wants to pass the Amish culture of farming onto his children.
To do whatever it takes to keep our children on the farm rather than going out in the world looking for jobs, which cannot be good in our culture.
But that may be impossible now, after a judge fined Miller $250,000 for repeatedly violating food safety laws.
Well, they're breaking news. An Amish farmer was fined. How much was the Amish farmer fined? $250,000 for slaughtering and processing the meat he raises on his farm for years. This Amish farm that goes by Miller's Farm is being accused of lousy meat processing processes. I know this is ridiculous. Jail time and losing his sustainable. The New World Order is all about sustainable, but not when it comes to keeping you healthy. That's not what it's about. It wants to be sustainable without us. They can't have us here. So this actual Amish sustainable farm is being accused of not handling the meat properly. Because what it is, we live in an inverted world. Because he's not sending his meat to USDA approved meat processing facilities for the meat to be treated with, I mean, this is sick. Citric acid. And it's citric acid from corn, not from an orange, not from an orange. It's also treated with lactic acid. It's also treated with parasitic acid, all GMO'd, all done, made from a dish, petri dish, lab, because they want lab meat ultimately. So because this Miller farm, which is an Amish farm, hasn't been sending their meat to a USDA approved facility to be treated with synthetic chemicals, like synthetic treatments like citric acid, lactic acid, and parasitic acid, they said he is a danger. Now, his customers have swallowed up beautiful bean footage. His customers have signed contracts. His customers understand how the meat is processed. But the USDA said, basically, well, your customers are damn stupid. They shouldn't have signed that contract. You need to send your meat to us. We need to treat your meat with chemicals. And I hear they even bleach red meat. Or something like that. And they put dyes in there. But here you have lactic acid. And it's not coming from the fermentation of sauerkraut. It's actually created in a dish. It's a synthetic sterilizer that causes many health problems. After all these years, because he didn't just start this now. He didn't just start processing his own meat. They said he's been doing this for years. Now, if you've been doing this for years and all of a sudden there's a problem, well, Houston, we have a problem. Why wasn't it a problem years ago? The thing is, they're going after the small farmers. Now they're going after the Amish, or Amish, tomato, tomato. And that's insane. Leave them the fuck alone. The Amish have it right. They're not relying on the grid to a great extent. They're not relying on the system. And this B system is pissed off. They set their sights now on the small farmers, on the Amish. We can't have them processing your own meat and being self-sufficient and running a business and having healthy meat. No. And this is where we're at. It's an attack. USDA, here's another thing. Here's another thing that's insane. USDA approved processing plants aren't allowed to sell certain organ meats and glands for human consumption. The very nutrient-dense organs that seem to help people, they want to ban. And he sells this stuff. He's been doing it. Miller Farms, Amish. But they said, no can do. We can't have healthy people. You gotta send your meat to us so we could taint it. We could put that lab-created touch on your meat. Can you imagine this? Find $250,000? My face jail time for feeding people that signed a contract? If they want to sign a contract, let me tell you something. Hellyweird signs a contract with the devil. How come Hellyweird's not being fined? These people signed a contract with a farmer. They know what they're getting into. But the B system said they're too damn stupid. They should not be signing this contract because this farmer who's actually processing his meat the right way, making it healthy, they said he's doing the wrong thing. Do you see how inverted this is? It's an attack. A fucking attack. And it's got to stop. These bitches need to be rounded up that are doing this and they need to be thrown into who's gal, the jail. At the very least. That's being nice to them. Mr. Miller said also that these chickens that are processed at these USDA-approved meat facilities, processing facilities, like Tyson's, for instance, have an obesity gene built in. So if you eat that chicken, you're prone to gaining weight? Say what? This is a, what are you talking about, Willis moment. And this is why Big Brother is coming after the small farmers. This is why they're coming after the Amish now, of all people. They're just minding their business. Want to be left the feck alone, be healthy, be as much off the grid as possible, and feed their customers one animal at a time. They even said, as much as we don't mass produce, we don't have hundreds of cattle being killed at one moment like they do at the USDA. It's one at a time. It's as needed. And the government also makes it very hard for them to turn a profit right out of the box because they want them to get so much, there's so much red tape, so much stuff that these small farmers have to get, equipment that's not, they don't even need as much equipment as they're required to get. They're already in hock, they're already in debt. They just want to be left alone. They want to get the equipment that they need for the small business, do it little by little, add on little by little, and that's not how the government wants to roll. They're coming after the small farmers big time. And when I see this headline more than once, I let it pass for the past week. I've seen it a couple times, but now I'm like, this is staring me in the face. I gotta get this out there. The Amish are being attacked. This is an attack on our meat supply, folks, our food supply. And they're going after the Amish now. Yeah, little Amish in the horse and buggy, you know, top hat, top of the morning to you. The beard with no mustache, which I don't get that no mustache part, but okay, whatever. They're going after them. Just know that. Support your local farmers. Support. There's an Amish community I know in Pennsylvania, Sabrina, if you're listening. I know it's big up there. Support them. Support them. There's one also in just north of where I used to live in Cleveland, Tennessee, just north of there. There's an Amish community that we discovered or found out online that would like to visit, but support them. Support your local farmers. They need you. We can't do it without them. And quite frankly, this whole shit, this corrupt, putting poisons and toxins on food, this has got to stop, man. But it's got to stop when we press the pause button on it. Stop supporting these bitches. Go back to your local farmers. Go to your Amish farms and support them. They're under attack. If they're under attack, so are we. Yeah, facts. I know, a brief one. Stuff that in your toothpick and smoke it. And I have footage, which is disturbing, of what they do over there, I believe in Switzerland, to the cattle. Yeah, cutting a hole in them and sticking a hand into their bodies. Yeah, that's to test that what's inside it. Yeah, it's disgusting. But I'll leave it right there. Stuff that in your toothpick and smoke it. And if you listen to this...
You are the resistance.
Sweet dreams.